This is the official podcast of the Oakland Raiders. Here's your host, JT the Brick.
Welcome to the official Raiders podcast. I'm your host, JT the Brick from Silver and Black Productions. It's an honor to be behind the microphone and take you behind the scenes of the Oakland Raiders. Each week, we will talk to either a player, a coach, an insider, or a newsmaker that will help preview the upcoming opponent or talk about important topics surrounding the team. Raider defensive coordinator Jason Tarver will join us in a few moments. Big news this week within the Raider Nation as head coach Dennis Allen announced the starting quarterback for the game coming up this Sunday against the New York Jets.
We made the decision to go with Derek Carr as the quarterback. It's not an indictment on Matt Schaub at all. I still feel very confident in Matt Schaub. I think it says more about where we feel Derek Carr is and his progression. You just see a guy that continues to develop and continues to be mature beyond his years as a quarterback, and a guy that we feel very comfortable putting him out there and helping us win football games. So we made that decision, and we'll move forward with that.
The young gunslinger out of Fresno State gets an opportunity to start as a rookie and to do it on the road in front of a hostile environment. Rex Ryan, the head coach of the New York Jets, he's one of the brightest defensive minds we've seen in the last 20 years. He has to now game plan against the rookie, someone he greatly respects.
You know, obviously he had an outstanding preseason. He's just a talented guy. We knew he was when he came out. But he's got, you know, the arm strength, he's got mobility, you know, fairly quick release, and, you know, he's got some, you know, he's got a feel where he can step and slide away from pass rush and stuff like that. So, he looks good.
The Raiders have an opportunity to start quick on the road in the first quarter of the season. A lot's been said about this schedule this year. It's flat out amazing to see the overall travel. The Raiders will travel by far more than any other team in the NFL, and they're going up against three teams in their own division that made the playoffs last year, a trip to New England to take on Tom Brady, games against the 49ers, and the world champion Seahawks in the division. The Raiders are going to need early wins to get the season going on the right foot. I'm excited about the year. I'm excited about this podcast, and we're excited to hear from you. If you have questions, anything that you'd like to talk to with our newsmakers about, just go to Raiders.com, click on this podcast, and submit your questions. Our first guest on the official Raider podcast is the defensive coordinator of the Silver and Black. We welcome Jason Tarver. Coach, thanks for coming on. We appreciate it.
JT, excited to talk to you.
Coach, before we get into the Jets, I want to start off with your background for a bit and take our listeners behind the scenes. I want to get to your coaching tree, but early on in your life as a football player and a fan, what were some of those earliest memories? Who inspired you to play football first?
My dad worked for Stanford and moved us into the Bay Area, so I grew up watching John Elway. Yeah, I know, Raider Nation, it's all good, but I sat in the end zone at Stanford and I really learned football. And then we lived in Pleasanton, so what I would do is I would take Bart and go sit in the black hole. So I grew up here completely understanding what the Raider Nation is and what we're all about. And really, I would sit in the end zone so I could watch the plays develop and just fell in love with not only the physicality of football, but also how it all worked together and how to move the pieces to make the most plays, get interceptions and things like that.
Let's talk about the transition into coaching. You played football at West Valley Junior College. Then you made the transition into coaching. What was that like for you as a football player in high school and in college? Did you dream about being a coach someday?
I had actually written down in seventh grade. They asked us what we wanted to be when we grew up, and I said that I wanted to coach the Oakland Raiders. So I had thought about it because I really liked the schematics and the things behind coaching, but I probably really didn't get enough as a player. So I had gotten beat up my senior year in high school, and then I had multiple knee injuries when I played in college, and I attended Santa Clara on a scholarship, and then they ended up cutting football. So I probably just didn't get enough because when I hurt my knees, I went from slow to slower to really slow, so I couldn't run that well anymore. I could tackle, but I couldn't run very well, so I think I just didn't get enough, and I just fell in love with helping guys make plays. There isn't much better feeling than being on that sideline and having a play that you worked on all week and the same play shows up and a DB picks it off and scores, or a guy makes a great play, there is nothing better than that. There's nothing better than helping the guys make plays. So that's what I fell in love with.
Raiders defensive coordinator Jason Tarver is our guest. Coach, I'm always fascinated about coaching trees and who inspired you and who were your mentors. And your story is very interesting. As a graduate assistant at UCLA and then to the 49ers, Stanford, all the way to the Oakland Raiders to become a defensive coordinator in this league. Let's talk about your coaching tree and who are the top coaches that have influenced you so far in your life.
I was very fortunate. I coached at junior college 1 year, my senior year in high school, and then the very next year, Coach Bob Toledo and Nick Aliotti picked me to coach the special teams in the corners at UCLA. That was the last time UCLA has been to the Rose Bowl. But I was very fortunate to get that job. So to have those two guys as mentors at the college level was great. And then they were able to help me get in at the 49ers when Coach Walsh and Coach Mariucci were in the building. What was great about that is the opportunity to both coach on offense and defense at the 49ers, learn what everybody says, you know, the West Coast offense and that preparation system. So to be able to coach on both phases, offense, defense, and help a little bit with special teams in my 10 years at the 49ers, I feel very blessed to be able to have that opportunity. And then to be around the great coaches I was around there. All the defensive coaches that came through, Philly Davis, Mike Nolan, Mike Singletary, Jim Tom Sula, Vic Fangio, my time with those guys has been out. It has been great. And then to go over under Stanford under Dave Shaw, I mean, it's just these are great men, great coaches, and you just try to pick up as much as you can from them.
Jason Tarver joins us, the Raiders defensive coordinator. One more thing on your education, your bachelor's degree in chemistry from Santa Clara University. You just mentioned your master's from UCLA, biochemistry, molecular biology. We're not talking about showing up, Coach. That's real homework. That's putting in the time. What was your passion like for science and chemistry as a kid?
Well, my dad works for Lawrence Livermore National Lab. My mom's a teacher, so they kind of instilled that if you go to school and you study and you take care of business and you want to learn everything, you can do whatever you want to do. So I feel really fortunate in doing that. I really wanted to go down to UCLA and get a master's degree and both teach and coach because, like I said, the passion for helping people both on and off the field is what drew me to this industry. And I've just been fortunate to have people around me allow me to do it. I would start the day in a lab, run across campus at UCLA, up and down the hill. Some of it got flooded a couple of weeks ago, but run across campus, be able to coach football, run back across, teach a lab at night, stay upgrading papers. I mean, what's better learning than that? It was great. It was a lot of work, but life experience was awesome.
You're listening to the official podcast of the Oakland Raiders. For more exclusive content of the Oakland Raiders, head over to Raiders.com.
All right, let's get to the life with the Raiders now and this roster that you have. It's clear to me, Coach, that the priority in the offseason with Reggie McKenzie, head coach Dennis Allen, was to quickly upgrade this defense on the defensive line with Woodley, Smith, and Tuck, veteran experience, a few with Super Bowl rings. Before we talk about the draft and the back end of this defense, talk about your vision for this defensive line and how they're going to get to the quarterback this year.
We brought in a lot of guys, like you've said, that have won Super Bowls. We needed some winners to go with our young talent here. And I think Reggie and Dennis did a good job identifying a certain personality type, guys that are hungry, guys that have something to prove, but most importantly, guys that can win one-on-one matchups. The guys have been real receptive. Our job as coaches is to get the guys as many one-on-ones as we can, and then it's the player's job to win those one-on-ones. And so we just work together to create that. So that's my vision. Base downs, first and second down, our D-line needs to knock back, set edges, and stop the run and earn the right to rush the passer on third down. And then when they earn that right, we'll create the one-on-ones, and we'll work together to win those one-on-ones and get the quarterback on the ground.
Take the Raider Nation behind the scenes in the evaluation of Khalil Mack and what was going through your mind when he was available on the draft board. The selection was made. What was that like in the war room?
It was excitement in the war room. Everybody was pretty happy. A lot of teams, including us, had him way up at the top of the board. And to get a player with that kind of ability, both on and off the line of scrimmage, be able to rush, drop, all those things with that ability, and you could see that he loves football in the film. We were very excited. I acted like I wasn't that excited until they were all like, JT, are you excited? And then, you know, I let them know that I was pretty happy with that pick.
Let's talk about the back end of that secondary led by Charles Woodson and what that means to you this year, because I'm assuming you're excited. You're a guy that likes to blitz often from all different spots on the field. Here's an opportunity for Woodson to have a big year on the back end, plus the corners you brought in.
Charles has gotten better at the safety position. I know sometimes that might be hard to believe at as many years of experience as Charles has, but he's improved. He's improved in his eyes and finding angles to the football because it's slightly different at a safety position than it is closer to the box. So he's improved. What I like about our secondary is we have a more veteran presence. Carlos Rogers and T. Brown have won a lot of football games, have played good top down. What I mean by top down is we want to make them throw it short and then go mess them up. And those guys have done a good job of that in the past. And now to mix in with our young talent, that's three guys that are very helpful for guys like Tyvon Branch because they've won and because they know how to get it done and they're under critical situations.
Well, let's get to the opponent coming up here, the Jets on Sunday. You open up on the road. Geno Smith in 2013, 16 starts, 8-8, 12 touchdowns, 21 interceptions. That was fourth most in the league, a 66.5 passer rating. Coach, you're going to be game planning twice for Peyton Manning, Phillip Rivers, Alex Smith. You got Kaepernick, Russell Wilson, Tom Brady on the schedule. What cause for concern is there with Geno Smith, especially his athletic ability coming off the experience he got last season?
His decision-making has improved as you watch him through the end of last year and the preseason, as it does with most young, talented quarterbacks. So they do a good job of switching formations but giving him the same reads. So we need to make sure that we understand what those concepts are and challenge them at those concepts and make sure that we take away his first and second read and then can get to him. So he's an improving football player. But, JT, we're really concerned. We're most concerned about us. It's about us. We want 11 guys to do our job within the play. Who's ever activated, go as fast as you can, play top-down, aggressive tackling defense. We tackled really well during certain drives in the preseason, and really our letdown was our tackling. So that's the emphasis right now. We need to tackle.
Chris Johnson again, Coach, who's had big games in the past against the Raiders because of the misdirection and his ability to cut back. Do you believe your personnel is ready to gang tackle him and get him to the ground? Because once he gets into the secondary, he's had great success throughout his career.
What we want to do is we need to make sure we keep the cage on him. We need to keep him. We need to set edges and keep him in. And that, of course, is easier said than done because he's a good player. But we're learning how to work together, and we're improving there, and we have different players of our defense that really understand that. So that's what we're coaching, and that's what we're working together as. Hey, make sure this is your job on this play. You're the edge of the defense. Make sure you set the edge so that the 10 other guys can run and hit. And that's the key coaching point. We're defending all backs. The NFL is a cutback running league, so you need to make sure you set the edge and everybody takes good pursuit angles. We don't follow the same color. And you run and hit. I mean, that's what you got to do. And it has to be every time, like you said, because you can't give them one play where you just don't do it. It doesn't work like that.
I want to get into the schedule with you as you look down the road. I know you're going to tell me one game at a time, but there's London. There's those tough games in the AFC West. It's the toughest schedule in football, as I mentioned, the Super Bowl champions from Seattle, Kaepernick and the 49ers. I mentioned Tom Brady. Is it difficult not to look out 4, 6, 8 weeks, knowing that the schedule seems to get tougher and tougher every week, especially after the first quarter of the season?
JT, here's what we did. When the schedule comes out in the off season, you go down through it and you start preparing for the opponents and where they are in the season. It's not who you play a lot of times because the NFL season is long. It's when you play them. So it's not who you play, it's when you play them. So we prepare weekly, and of course the coach speak is we want to go 1-0 every week, of course. But what we've been doing with our installation progressions, how we put in the defenses, and how we train the players, the guys that we knew mostly that we knew were going to be here, we've put in some things ahead of time, full well knowing that we may get to it in week four in London or whatever it is. So we've been planning our install progressions for that season. That's how you do it. So that way, when we get into game week, not everything is new for your players. You can't scrap your whole system and beat Tom Brady. You may get lucky one time. That isn't going to happen. So we've been planning along those lines as you go, and then you make subtle adjustments every week to hopefully affect those quarterbacks.
Coach, last question. What does it mean to you to be a Raider?
Oh, JT, dream come true, man. Raider Nation, I mean, that's what it's all about. That black jersey, what we want to do is we want to understand what that black jersey means. Because for a while, you know, it's different. It's 2014, it's different. The black jersey means something else. It stands for defense and those things. So we want to play with that old school tradition, but we want to use modern football mechanics and modern football players to get it done.
Coach, outstanding job as always. Thanks for coming on and kicking off the official Raider podcast. We'll talk to you down the road. I'll see you against Houston, the home opener for the Silver and Black, and good luck getting a win against the Jets.
Thanks, JT. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for listening to this installment of the official podcast of the Oakland Raiders.